Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Springtime is finally here in Central Ohio, and for some that means steering from the root vegetables and heavy soups toward fresher, lighter fare, like artichoke salad with chive and oregano vinaigrette or harvest focaccia with grapes, rosemary, and parmesan. Those are two recipes from Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor by chef and cooking instructor Lynn Alley and cookbook author, obviously. Lynn joins us by phone now from Southern California. Welcome back to the show, Lynn.
Hi, Ann. I'm glad to be here so early in the morning.
Yeah, 6 a.m. Thank you so much. Great friend of the program. The best kind. And fresh herbs are all the better when they come from your own garden. So we also invited Ohio's garden sage, gardening expert, author, teacher, Deborah Kanapke to join us. Welcome back, Deb.
I am so happy to be here, too, and to meet a fellow herbie.
You both are, and that's why it seemed like a natural combination to me. Lynn, let's start with the basics. Can you tell us the difference between an herb and a spice?
Sure. Yeah. Well, generally, an herb is anything green, and a spice is seeds, bark, more woody parts of the plant.
Usually ground. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty simple.
And then culinary herbs, you say, can be loosely divided into sweet and resinous. What's the difference there? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, sure. In the resinous category, probably the most graphic example is rosemary, because it's got a kind of piney smell to it. It's got a heavier, piney, resinous smell to it. And the sweeter herbs might be like marjoram that doesn't quite have that same kick to it that the stronger rosemary does.
And how we cook with fresh and dried herbs, there's a difference, right?
Yeah, there's a big difference. I don't really use dried herbs anymore. I probably haven't used them for years. Except in, a few very special cases.
That's because you live in California, but go on. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Fine,
I was just
Lynn.
Thinking that. Year-round gardening.
Go for it, Lynn. Just torture and rub our noses in it.
Okay. Yep. That's true. I forget how the other 7/8% live. Yeah, really. It's so true. Southern California, well, except for the water problem, we have things that we can grow really year-round. Dried herbs, dried herbs tend to lose, as herbs dry, especially depending upon how you dry them or how somebody dries them, they're going to lose some of the more subtle notes, usually. And that's why I like the fresh, because you're really getting a little bit more interesting, a little bit more complex, product than you are when you're using dried herbs. Oregano is probably one of the herbs that dries really well. So I even actually dry that in my garden some of the time. It just happens to retain a lot of flavor and actually get more intense when it's dried. But in general, I prefer the fresh herbs. And honestly, you guys could grow them indoors, I would imagine.
There's not a lot of sun.
Our problem is the lack of sun, because I have a hobby greenhouse and I've tried to grow, dill and basil, and they just don't have the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. You need sun and heat to develop. Mm-hmm. Intensity of flavor. Yeah, that's true. So I guess it's the dried ones for you guys during certain times of the year.
Actually, I do a lot of pesto. I make a lot of pesto
and freeze it
so that I have that taste of summer when I so desperately need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when you're dying for some fresh basil. Yeah, I do it too. I don't know how you do it, but I grind up, make the pesto and then freeze it in ice cube trays. So that you've got, one tablespoon portions in the freezer.
I make everything, but add the cheese after I've thawed it.
I never use the cheese.
You don't use cheese at all?
In fact, a lot of times I'll just do the garlic and the herb. Sometimes I put the nuts in.
You know what they say about bacon?
That's what I think about cheese.
Well, I know, but I add my cheese to the dish so it's fresh cheese instead of frozen, icky cheese.
Deborah Kanapke, the weather's finally starting to warm.
Yes.
Now, it's still too early to be poking stuff in unless it's the cold season stuff.
Right. I just planted my peas yesterday. I'm about 15 days too late, but I couldn't work the soil.
Right, exactly. So what do we do? Everything's late this year. What do we do with herbs, though? When's the right time to put them in the ground?
Actually, you can put herbs in the ground now as long as they've been conditioned outside.
Okay.
If you've purchased them and they've been outside, then put them in the ground. In fact, they'll be better than being in that little tiny container that they're in. And we have a lot of plant sales coming up, so
right,
go out there, buy and plant herbs. They're tough. That's what I love about them.
Yeah,
right. The
yeah.
annual Chadwick Arboretum plant sales mm-hmm. coming up on May 8th, so want to remind people about that. We'll be out there broadcasting right. live from the plant sale this year, so join us for that. You can look for more on our website at wosu.org/allsides. Does anything grow in Ohio once we get some sun and it's warm? Does anything grow?
You mean
as far as herbs?
Pretty much, yeah. Now, some of them are tender, so that we either have to bring them in or lose them over the winter.
Yeah.
We're not like Southern California. I have to admit I'm envious about that, but not your water problems.
No.
Yeah. But, my garden right now is bursting. Right now, I could harvest thyme, lemon balm, mint, oregano. Those are all in my garden. They're growing, and they're
your
up.
Mint's growing.
My mint's growing.
I've got growth on it, but yeah. not enough to harvest.
Well, it's just enough for like two mint juleps.
Okay.
Yeah, a glass of tea.
She's exaggerating a little bit, though.
Yeah, well, so I couldn't make tabbouleh right now, but give me a month, and I will with my spearmint. But yeah.
Last year my rosemary made it. This year it didn't.
This year it wouldn't have. We went way too low this year. I had an ambient air temperature of -14 in the garden, and all of my rosemaries took a hit.
Yikes!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you cover them, Deborah?
You know, I've tried that.
Yeah.
I've tried it, and it hasn't worked. It's just the ground gets too cold,
yeah.
and most of them will go down to zero. But you get below zero, not most. Most will go to 10 degrees Fahrenheit above zero. There are
yeah.
a few that will go to zero. But after that, all bets are off.
Up with the plant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, I did dry and save rosemary and sage. And then what are the seeds? Coriander.
Coriander.
I did that for the first time this year.
Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah.
And the green seeds are really good in stir fry.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, I use every part of cilantro. And people throw away the stems. I think, wait a minute, that's part of the plant. They're awfully good. I just chop it up with the rest.
Lynn Alley, when you were putting together Cooking with Herbs, I was kind of wondering what recipes made the cut, because so much of what you do involves herbs. So when you put together this particular book about cooking with herbs, 50 simple recipes for fresh flavor, what made the cut? How did you figure it out?
Boy, I can't remember. I can remember taking probably some of the, always some of the recipes that are my personal favorites, and secondly, some of the things that I just think other people will really enjoy doing and that are easy. I think people are looking for fairly simple recipes these days. And I don't use a whole lot of exotic ingredients. That matters a whole lot too when I'm choosing recipes. But I guess the bottom line is I'm really picking things that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a lot of old favorites in here.
Yeah.
Pardon me. One of the things I love is it's sort of a cheese, what is it? Oh, the curry cilantro cream cheese spread.
Yum.
Yum. Really good.
I'm getting yeah. hungry here. It's 9:15 in the morning here. I've had my breakfast, but I'm getting hungry.
It has yeah. cream cheese, cheddar cheese, of course, some dry sherry, optional, curry powder, walnuts, raisins, and fresh cilantro leaves for that kick.
Yum.
Yeah. Delicious.
Did you make that up?
Delicious. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, it's simple and delicious.
Well, don't herbs go in everything, Lynn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
see?
Mean, you give me almost any dish that you can think of that you like, and I can figure out a way to spice it up with herbs, and so can you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
It's a question of when you're living in a place where you've got them right outside the back door, I think you're inspired to just go outside, pick them, and add them to anything you're making.
Yeah, you actually suggest in the book, I can't remember if there's a recipe or not, but because I do it myself all the time anyways, is just pasta with herbs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? That was one of my, boy, that was a big hit. That brought the neighbors beating down the door when I was experimenting with that very simple recipe. I just made fresh noodles and then a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of butter, and a lot of garlic, and all the herbs I could find in the garden, all the different herbs. I just put a whole bunch of herbs together in that.
And you just chop them up and toss it.
Yep. Yep. I mean, how simple is that? That's what I meant. Again, when you're asking about choosing recipes for this book, I think simple really counted for a lot for me in the way that I live and in the recipes that I'm going to choose and teach people and write about.
Well, that's why I invited my two guests today, Lynn Alley, chef and author of Cooking with Herbs. She's written many other cookbooks. And one of the reasons we love Lynn is her philosophy on cooking is to give people courage to try new things. It's not to boggle your mind with directions, but give you courage to try new things with fresh food. Also with me is Deborah Kanapke, gardening expert, author, teacher, pardon me, expert gardener. Same thing. She wants to make gardening something that is approachable, that anybody can do because they can. I want to say thanks to them. More of this conversation with cookbook author Lynn Alley and gardening expert Deborah Kanapke in just a moment. But first, news director Mike Thompson and news reporter Mandy Trimble are here for an update on our spring membership drive.
Good morning. Thanks. And you count on 89.7 NPR News for clear, concise reporting on the news that matters. And we count on you to keep that news on the air. That makes your annual financial contribution very important. I'm Mandy Trimble, and this is the 89.7 NPR News Spring Fund Drive. Please consider a gift of $50 or $100 to help pay for the news you use, like the news you hear on All Sides with Ann Fisher. You can give quickly and easily online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Joining us now is News Director Mike Thompson.
Thanks, Mandy. We have a special thank you gift this hour. Cooking with Herbs, 50 simple recipes for fresh flavor. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer and get this book by going online at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. Best-selling cookbook author Lynn Alley provides recipes for seasonings, spreads, dressings, breads, pastas, and more. Lynn says the key to cooking with herbs is to keep it simple and let the herbs shine. Learn how to make a 4 cheese and 3 basil pizza, an oregano, cumin, and cheese loaf, cheesecakes with thyme, sage, and rosemary, and much more. Support public radio and shows like All Sides with Ann Fisher and get this book as your thank you gift. You know, gardening season is here. Mother's Day is right around the corner. This would make a perfect springtime gift, and it's yours for $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. You can get the book by going online at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. Lynn Alley has been a guest on All Sides many times, and so has Ann's other guest today, Deborah Kanapke. And these types of shows about cooking and gardening, they're very popular. And if they're important to you, this is the perfect hour to support All Sides. $120 or $10 a month gets you Lynn Alley's Cooking with Herbs, 50 simple recipes for fresh flavor. 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.
If All Sides with Ann Fisher is one of your favorite programs on 89.7 NPR News, then now is the time to support it. All Sides brings you interesting conversations on topics like herbs and gardening, but other news of the day that matters to you and exposes you to new ideas and new authors. This type of show is only possible because of listener support, listener contributors. That's what we need today. Give whatever amount fits into your budget. Support local programming. Support support All Sides with Ann Fisher. Make a pledge using the WOSU mobile app. You can go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678.
We try to make it convenient to give at all times. All we need to know is how much you want to give, your contact information, how you would like to pay. You know, many listeners put their contributions on a credit card. You can have your sustaining membership withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. And if you act right now and make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get Lynn Alley's 50 simple recipes for fresh flavor. So make that call right now. Get this great herb cookbook. Garden to table herbs is the topic today on All Sides with Ann Fisher. And the perfect complement to this program is 50 simple recipes for fresh flavor by Lynn Alley. It's yours for $120 or $10 a month as a sustainer. Make that call right now. It just takes 2 minutes. 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.
Your support makes 89.7 NPR News an even better radio station. Here's how. 89.7 NPR News receives funding from foundations, businesses, the government, and we appreciate the support, but we also recognize how vulnerable it can be. When the economy's in a downturn, businesses often spend less on philanthropy and marketing. Federal funding of public radio and TV is influenced by spending choices as well as politics. Listener support makes your station more independent and therefore more reliable. If this is important to you, then your support matters today, especially if it's been about a year since your last contribution. So think about what fits into your budget and then make that call of support. 1-866-897-9678, or you can go online to WOSU.org.
And remember, $10 a month as a sustainer or $120 one-time gift gets you the Cooking with Herbs 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor, written by Lynn Alley, Ann's guest today on All Sides. It's a great book. Talks about making things like basil walnut vinaigrette. Great recipes. 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. And thanks for supporting 89.7.
Support comes from the Ohio State University Comprehensive Cancer Center, James Cancer Hospital, and Solove Research Institute. Just like no two people are exactly the same, neither are their cancers. At the OSU CCC James, there is no routine colon cancer.
Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. Tis the season to think about growing your own fresh herbs. And if you can't grow them yourself, you can cook with them after shopping your local farmer's market. Still with us by phone is chef and cookbook author Lynn Alley, and we're talking about her book, Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. And also with us in the studio is gardening expert, author, teacher, Ohio's Garden Sage, Deborah Kanapke. Questions or comments, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. As far as it goes with drying herbs, it's not something you do a lot, Lynn Alley?
No, because I really don't have to.
Right.
And I live close to the ocean, so it's actually hang drying herbs, which mm-hmm. is kind of the traditional way of doing it, doesn't always work really well around here because of moisture in the morning.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hadn't thought about it. Somebody, I just was going to take her call, but she wanted to know about preserving mint. And I know I actually have dried mint in my spice cabinet. I very rarely use it because, of course, we know it grows prolifically.
Yeah, but it also, the flavor
goes, I would imagine,
away so
fast.
I don't know what you've done with mint, Lynn, but I've made mint pestos. And
mint simple syrup is good, too.
Yeah, and but then that adds a sweetness, and if you don't want that much sweetness.
True.
So mint pesto, sage pesto, mix them up pesto, and then I freeze it. And that's why I don't always add the cheese or the nuts.
Yeah.
And with mint, I might just do the mint and the olive oil, and that's it. And then freeze it.
Yum.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
And then if I need some mint and the olive oil is a good complement, then it goes in.
Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of the condition of the soil? Does it depend on the herb? I know that some of them really like sort of a sandy, very well-drained soil.
And it's kind of interesting because Lynn's out there in California, mm-hmm. and we're here in Clay, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And your soils are probably sandier?
Yeah, I live on a real sort of like hard sand bluff.
So herbs want a good root run, although most of them deal really well with our clay. They're probably the most adaptable, at least the plants we call herbs, the most adaptable plants you can put in a garden. If someone's a beginner gardener, I say, garden with herbs. Here's five herbs. Put those in. You'll be successful. So
that's right. That's true.
Yeah.
And this year I've had a wonderful, I put some pots, I'm looking at them right now. I put some large pots. I don't generally container garden, but I put some large pots out in the back patio just a couple of weeks ago. And man, the herbs in them are going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're some of the nicest looking parsley I've ever grown.
Hmm. Yeah, and so they respond to compost. They respond to good soil. If you put them in hard compacted soil, they'll do just as badly as any other plant. But again, good garden soil, herbs do fantastic. Some might even take over the world. Oregano, which is one of my favorites, can self-seed and take over
that
the backyard.
That survived the winter.
Yes, it always does.
Isn't that something? I thought, wait a minute.
And it's growing. I could harvest a lot. In fact, last night I was going to for what I was making, but then I just was lazy and used what I had in the cabinet. But my oregano is up 2 inches.
Oregano.
See, I was thinking, I don't know how you guys survive those kind of temperatures, let alone your plant. I can't imagine. I've never been in weather that cold.
Oh, gosh. Really sheltered person.
Well, see.
You might say that, yes.
It gives us an appreciation for when spring comes. We say, "Oh, thank."
Well, Deborah Kanapke, are they gonna have different types of oregano out on the West Coast than they would in the Midwest? Is that how it works? Or
well, oregano, there are different types.
Sure, there's all kinds.
You know, we've selected different flavors, if you will.
Yeah.
But there are some like marjoram. Lynn, I bet you can just carry that over, right? It doesn't die for you. See, for us, it's an annual because it can't take our winters. So we either take it in or plant it every year. Mm-hmm. So they can grow, you know, Lynn can grow things that year round that I grow only during the season. And cilantro, I don't know how many generations you get of cilantro, but I get maybe 2 to 3.
Out of one plant.
Yeah.
Well, not one plant. I mean, it's
generations.
The seeds.
Over the season, over the year,
Right, but you probably get a lot more.
We do, and there's even a place in my garden right next to the house. And I have a very, very small garden because I live in a condo, but right next to the house, there's actually a place where I can keep basil and cilantro going almost year-round.
Aww.
Because it's so
basil?
Warm. It's the south-facing, it's the south-facing.
She doesn't need to freeze her pesto.
No.
Right?
It's right there.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about herbs today, cooking with them, growing them. My guest, Deborah Kanapke, gardening expert, author, teacher. She's in the studio with me. And Lynn Alley, chef and cookbook author. We're talking about her book, Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org or check out our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. You talk, in the book it talks about container gardening, and container gardening is an option, Deb Kanapke, and it makes it easier to bring it in if you happen to have enough sun inside.
Right, and I do bring in some of my herbs, like I said, in the greenhouse, mostly to carry them over, especially my scented geraniums, which I have an addiction for. And and in California, I bet you just leave them out, right?
Yeah, but I love it too.
Yeah.
So, right now I have about 10 plants just waiting to go outside. I will put some in the ground and then I dig them up and put them in a pot because they grow better in the ground. And sometimes I'll let them grow on the ground, then I'll take cuttings, start it over, and the one outside dies because it's gotten too big to bring back into the greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I only have a 15 by 15 greenhouse. And while that may seem...
Oh, my gosh, my backyard is just about 15 by 15.
Well, I've only got... See, you know what? Both of you, you're not... neither of you are.
Yeah. Oh, I have 2/3 of an acre to play on, but sometimes...
Wow.
But that also means that sometimes things get out of control because I don't get to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a mixed blessing. The more you have, the more time you have to spend.
Right.
And speaking of green, I'm looking at a picture of Deborah's new project, the Earth Oven.
Oh, Deborah.
And actually, it's not a new project. Yeah. It's been there for a while, but it is. It's pretty fun. We haven't cooked in it as much as we had hoped, but we do make pizzas that are. I put herbs That's in right. my pizza dough.
Of course,
always. Yeah. And and then herbs underneath the sauce, so I'll just lay them and then put the sauce on top.
Ooh.
Or I'll use one of my frozen pestos.
You've
depending
got
on
you
the
have
year.
A pretty good section on pizzas in the Cooking with Herbs book.
Pizza's Linnelli. Great.
Yeah, I love to do pizza, and Deborah's Earth Oven is kind of a dream of mine. But you can't build an Earth Oven in a postage stamp garden.
When you talk about pizzas in the book, it's more than just basil, right?
Oh, yeah.
When I talk about pizzas in the book, gosh, I'll use almost anything in a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know actually what commercial pizza places in your area are like, but gosh, you find pizzas made out of gummy bears here, you know. People will put anything on a pizza or in a pizza. So there's almost no limit in terms to me of either herbs or spices that you can either use in the dough or in the topping or, you know, some way work into a pizza. I mean, think about it. That's it's a very, very blank palette. It's a wonderful place for trying anything and everything. It's just a big slab of bread.
Do you talk about
whatever you want with it.
Do you talk about putting herbs in the crust?
I think I do. Yeah, because I sometimes use herbs in the crust.
When do you incorporate them?
Just when you're mixing the dough.
Just the same thing.
In the very beginning,
okay.
I put them in at
the first rise.
And then let them, you know, kind of permeate the flour. It's wonderful. I mean, the dough is, it's rising.
Jennifer in Westerville, you're on the air. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I was calling with a question about cilantro. It's something that we use a lot here. We use it in all kinds of dishes, but I can only get it to grow in the summer for just a few weeks at a time. And then it seems like once I've trimmed it, then I lose it. And I'm not sure how to keep it going.
Deborah Kanapke.
Okay. Cilantro, coriander, same thing. They are the same. They are a true annual. They live to go to seed. So what you need is you need to let some of your plants go to seed so that you get succeeding generations. So harvest how much you need, but at least let two or three plants go. Let those seeds go down. Cilantro is going to grow the best when you have cooler weather. When we get really hot in the middle of the summer, our cilantro sits there and says, no way am I growing. I'm going to wait till it gets cooler or something like that. When we've had cool summers, I will have cilantro, like I'll have three generations. When we have hot summers, I get one in the spring and I get one in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not a keep it going kind of plant.
No, it's not. It's a true annual. Botanically, it lives to go to seed.
And it reseeds well.
And it reseeds well.
Okay. All right, Jennifer. Good luck with that. So when you talk about late seeds, I took all my seeds off last year when they were drier.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying there's a couple things you can do with the seeds, and you can stir them. You use them in stir fry when they're green,
right? And when they're brown, it's just the green has a brighter flavor.
Gotcha. And then you just let them fall down, or you pull them off and just
and
drop
I scatter
them
where I want them.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I find cilantro where they've just kind of been. Where it just happens. I don't know how, but nature's like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll continue our conversation. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News and more of this conversation about growing and cooking with fresh herbs in just a few minutes. But first, here's reporter Mandy Trimble and news director Mike Thompson with more information about supporting 89.7 NPR News right now.
Thanks, Ann. You can support 89.7 NPR News now by making a call to 1-866-897-9678 and become a listener contributor this morning. Help keep programs like All Sides with Ann Fisher on the air. It takes just a couple of minutes of your time. We just need your name, your contact information, how you'd like to give, and how much you would like to pay, maybe a gift of a dollar or two a week. That makes a big difference in our ability to pay for programs that you hear from NPR. NPR and here on our station, like All Sides with Ann Fisher. Go online to WOSU.org, make that contribution, or call 1-866-897-9678. Mike Thompson is here to tell you more about the gift this hour.
Yes, our thank you gift this hour is Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. It's the book written by Ann's guest today, best-selling cookbook author Lynn Alley. She provides advice on growing herbs and also great recipes for how to use the herbs that you grow or buy. So you can, if you have a garden, you can grow the herbs in your garden. But Lynn also has, as she was just talking about, how to grow herbs in a container if you're in a smaller condo or something like that. So it's both for gardeners who garden in a garden in your backyard, but also folks who grow herbs in containers on their windowsill. So a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer gets you this book, or a $120 one-time gift. You can get the book by going online at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. We know you enjoy All Sides with Ann Fisher each day. You especially enjoy her gardening and cooking shows. It's a 3-for-1. You can support All Sides with Ann Fisher. You can get a book that teaches you how to grow and how to cook with herbs. $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. Get the book Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh flavor. Fresh flavor. That's tough to say. 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.
If it's been about a year since you made your last contribution to 89.7 NPR News, then consider renewing your support today to help keep this station on the air for another year. You'll be able to keep listening even if you can't or choose not to renew your support. But your annual support is what helps keep 89.7 NPR News on the air, and it's what makes 89.7 worth listening to. Listener support makes 89.7 NPR News more independent, more reliable. If these qualities are qualities that you appreciate in your radio station, renewing your support today will help keep them in place. It only takes a few minutes of your time. We just need your name, your contact information, how you'd like to pay, how much you'd like to give, and that's it. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678.
We know you appreciate Ann Fisher's daily conversations. It's the only local interview show on radio. She talks about politics, local issues, national issues, but also takes a break once in a while and talks about gardening and cooking and things like that. So that's why we're offering today Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. It's yours for a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. Get it now by calling 1-866-897-9678. It's by best-selling cookbook author Lynn Alley, Ann's guest today. She provides recipes for seasonings, spreads, dressings, breads, pastas, and more. A 4-cheese and 3-basil pizza, cheesecakes with thyme, sage, and rosemary. Many, many recipes, also tips on how to grow herbs. So support 89.7 NPR News, support All Sides with Ann Fisher, and get this great thank you gift, Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.
The world faces a lot of issues. The wage gap, debates over taxes, growing conflict in the Middle East. But now more than ever, these issues are not just American issues. It's how the U.S. deals with these huge topics and how they affect people in countries all around the globe. Public radio is dedicated to reporting on what's happening in Central Ohio, the U.S., and the world. It's important to hear what our local leaders are saying. It's just as important to hear what the world is saying, and that's why you keep coming back to 89.7 NPR News and to public radio for those kinds of civil conversations and intellectual debates that we have. Public radio is the continuing strength. If you will, take a moment right now, think about what fits into your budget, and make that pledge of support. 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. You can also use the WOSU Public Media mobile app.
And don't forget, $10 a month, you get the Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. Get the book now. Go online, WOSU.org. And thanks.
Support comes from Concept Schools, managing company of Horizon Science and Noble Academies, hosting STEMCon, a three-day convention and STEM exposition for the advancement of science, technology, and math education, April 16th through 18th at the Cleveland Convention Center. Details at stemcon.net.
Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. Spring has sprung in Central Ohio, and many are craving the lighter, brighter flavors of the season. We're talking today about how to add fresh herbs to any recipe and how to grow them in your own backyard or maybe even on your kitchen windowsill. With me this hour by phone is chef and cookbook author Lynn Alley. We're talking about her book, Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. Also with me is Ohio's garden sage. She's a gardening expert. She's an author. She's a teacher, Deborah Knapke. Questions or comments, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And we have an email from Chelsea. She says, I have issues with basil going bad. My basil plants grow really, really well. I go outside and pick some, and then suddenly, 2 or 3 days later, the leaves are not looking good. My husband thinks I overwater them. I think that I have too much of it in a small area. What do you think, Deb Knapke?
Okay, we have a problem right now in the industry, and I'm not sure who's addressing it, but I know that there's been a flurry of activity. We have downy mildew, which is a water mold.
And it's all kinds of basil it's affecting?
I know that it's affecting the usual cultivars of basil that are on the market. I've heard that it comes in on the seed and that it doesn't overwinter in the soil, but I'm not positive about that. This year, I am growing five cultivars I've never grown before from seed. Right now, they're 2 inches tall, looking good. But I am going to plant these in different areas of the garden that I have planted basil in before. And I'm going to experiment and see if I get the downy mildew again. But if you'll notice, the leaf starts curling and you turn it over and you can actually see the little tiny spots or spores of the downy mildew. So basically, try planting them in different places and try planting different cultivars. And keep your fingers crossed. I'm been trying to find out what's going on, but I don't know the bottom line.
Yeah, Chelsea, don't feel bad. I've been whining to Deb Knapke about my basil for at least a year now or two.
Mm-hmm. It's been
I used to have them grow.
Years.
They were like small bushes. They were huge. Right. I couldn't use it enough. I mean, and now I can barely get anything out of it. So,
Lynn, do you have that by you?
Yeah.
Have you seen the downy mildew?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I see it. Probably very occasionally, seems to me like the end of the season when, you know, we might be getting a little bit more moisture in the air, but generally, no, it's not a problem. Generally, you know, it's like, they pretty much grow like those little bushes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's the way it was here, and I just get to a point now where I feel like I need to harvest this and do something with it and make pesto and freeze it, or I'm just going to lose it all like I almost did last year. Mm-hmm. Austin in Delaware, you're on the air. Hi, Austin.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
My question is, how do you feel about microgreens? It's pretty much a new rage, and it's been for about a year, but in high-profile restaurants, using microgreens to garnish plates, especially cilantro. And I've been growing microgreens for about 6 months now.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Microgreens are not new. They've been around forever. Just for some reason, they're in style.
Well, they grow year-round. You can get them at the farmer's market when nothing else is green. What about you, Lynn Alley?
Well, I'm sitting here scratching my head and wondering what microgreens are. Because somebody just said, and I mean, is there a clear-cut definition? Because somebody just said, we use cilantro in the microgreens. I think it's just a combination of baby greens.
That's what it is.
So it's not like anything new. It's just like picking them younger than you ordinarily or than you traditionally or typically might do that. And I think that's delicious. But they don't have the full flavor that they do when they get a little older. So it's a little bit of a trade-off.
In the 60s, we started all of our greens from seed in, they were sprouts. We called them sprouts.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So think of them as
exactly.
sprouts.
Yeah, exactly.
But now sprouts of everything.
Exactly
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm thinking to myself, microgreens. Huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like sprouts to me.
Yep. Like a gastropub, you eat and drink beer there. Microgreens, they're just sprouts all dressed up.
Little greens.
Yeah, and you pay more for them.
Yes, so true.
So I hope, Austin, that answers your question.
Hey, Lynn, it's...
Okay, now here's a question for Austin. Austin, are you still
there? Well, he's not there.
Okay, I was going to say, what is his definition of microgreens? What has he got growing in his
mix?
But anyway, okay, go on. You were going to say something else.
Well, I was going to ask you, it seems like certain cuisines have certain signature herbs. You know, is there a way to, you know, in other words, a way to get a soup to taste more French or Mexican or Italian or something like that? Tell us, you know, make those connections for us.
Well, from a very traditional standpoint, of course, I think most of us connect cilantro with either Chinese or Mexican cuisine, although it's certainly used, and coriander seed is used in other kinds of cuisine. But when I think of cilantro, I usually think of Mexican, or even I know in the Po, you know, the Vietnamese soup,
mm-hmm.
there's always fresh, you know, cilantro pieces to go in there. And of course, oregano, you think of as Italian. And for me, I often think of tarragon as the quintessential French herb.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary, southern French, you know, thyme, the resinous herbs that grow in the hills of southern France or Spain, I think of in conjunction with the cooking of those countries.
We have an email from Linda in Galena. She writes, is there any way to use catnip or cat mint besides growing for cats and as a border that blooms all summer? And the deer totally avoid it. Very drought tolerant. I love it, but can I cook with it?
Yeah. Catnip. No, am I thinking of cat? No, cat mint, I think.
Okay.
It has been used in northern Italian cooking, in different types of Italian cooking, in pasta sauces, for instance. So that's something that you could try. I would probably, I don't know what I would do with catnip. I haven't used it in cooking myself, but I have tried the cat mint in spaghetti sauce. And it's got a nice little unique flavor to it.
I also have had cat mint tea. It's not my favorite.
Yes.
It's not my favorite. Yes. It needs a good dose of honey.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's real interesting. I mean, it's not exactly something that I would try for fun and entertainment.
There are better herb teas.
That's right. There are a lot better herb teas.
You do talk about herbal teas in the book, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I love making herb teas. And what I really, one of the things that always tickles people who have only used dried herbs for tea is the fact that when you make a tea, you know, like a sun tea, for instance, with fresh herbs, there's no color to it. It looks like water. And the only time you start getting color to it is if you stick it in a microwave to heat it up, then all of a sudden it turns green. But if you're just using the sun and the herb, you're going to get a no-color tea. You're going to get a watered flavor herb tea, which I think is wonderful. I love that.
Yeah, you mentioned you kind of throw it into your water bottle for yoga class and hiking.
Yep. Yeah, because I love that refreshing. I mean, I love one of my favorite things for a water bottle is mint and lemongrass or lemon balm and maybe a slice or two of lemon. And I like putting that in a bottle with some ice. And I find that a very refreshing, cleansing kind of a drink.
That sounds delicious. I do similar sun teas, not so much. My herbal teas in the winter are more dried, but in the summer,
they have to be really
do. But in the summer, I use fresh.
Yeah, and a fresh pot of tea. You know, if you're going to have a hot tea, even a fresh pot of, you just pour boiling water. You never boil the herbs, and I'm talking about fresh herbs.
Mm-hmm.
You would just pour boiling water over the top of the herbs in a pot and let it steep for a while. Even that's not going to have a whole lot of color to it, as long as you haven't cooked the plant matter itself.
And when I was reading the book, you said as far as the water goes, just it's boiling, you let it stop boiling, and then you pour it over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much true of making any kind of tea. The mm-hmm. water needs to be at a boil, and then you pull it off the boil and you pour it over the leaves right away. And that's true of, you know, Darjeeling or mint, no matter what you're making. I love the line in who's seen the Marigold movies, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. the Marigold Hotel movies. Mm-hmm, Maggie Smith spits at the American waiter about the lukewarm water that you people make your tea out of.
Yeah.
She does it so well.
Well, very few do it as well as she does, that's for sure.
Yes. Disdain. She's good with disdain.
Let's talk about what we do with the herbs after we've grown them. How do you mince them? How do you chop them, Lynn Alley?
I just use a really sharp knife. I keep my knives pretty sharp. Mm-hmm. And the things that people should remember are that they really need to be dry when you chop them. Because if they've got traces of water sticking to them, then chances are you're going to end up with kind of a crushed mush rather than nice, cleanly chopped, finely defined herbs. So you want to make sure that both the knife and the cutting surface and the herbs are very dry when you cut them. That's why I'm actually really enjoying this parsley in a pot that I've got going this year, because I don't have to wash off the parsley before I bring it in. I can just cut it, take it in, chop it right then and there. Hmm. Now, if you've got things in the ground, chances are a little more likely that you're going to need to do some rinsing, in which case you're also going to need to do some drying.
Mm-hmm. Agreed, Deb Kanapke.
Yep, I agree. Yes, I've had many piles of mush when I haven't waited for them to dry.
Yeah, but when you get anxious, when you get a little too eager.
Well, you know, the pot's boiling. It's going to hurt,
yeah,
or
right.
whatever. It's time to put it
right.
in. Okay.
Right.
Yep. But I use my salad
quick.
Spinner.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, sure. Or I even use a towel sometimes.
I've
and the other
that.
Thing
yeah.
is, too, if you're going to chop them in one of those little, like, mini Cuisinarts or mini choppers, or you're going to do them in a food processor itself, it's also the same principle
yeah.
that the
mm-hmm.
inside of the processor and the blade and the herbs all need to be perfectly dry.
Right. Well, it's been a delight, as I knew it would. Lynn Alley, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, what a pleasure.
Lynn Alley, she's chef, cookbook author, and we've been talking about her book, Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. And Deborah Kanapke, thanks to you as well.
Yeah, thanks for putting us together.
Yeah. Deborah Kanapke, she's a gardening expert, author, teacher, the Ohio Gardens, Ohio's Garden Sage. You can read her blogs on Heartland Gardening.
.com. Mm-hmm. Heartland-gardening.
That's right.
Heartland-gardening.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Deborah. Thanks to cookbook author Lynn Alley and gardening expert Deborah Kanapke for joining us today. And now with more information on how you can support 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher, here's WOSU News reporter Mandy Trimble and News director Mike Thompson with an update on our spring membership drive.
Thanks, Ann. You can become a contributing listener to 89.7 NPR News by calling 1-866-897-9678, or you can go online to WOSU.org. As a regular listener to All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know you're always going to hear something worthwhile. Today, it was about gardening and herbs and cooking with herbs, but we're asking you to put a value on these kinds of programs that you hear on All Sides with Ann Fisher. Your contribution is vital to 89.7 NPR News. Listener support is our most important source of income. It helps pay for NPR News listening each and every day. So make a contribution at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Mike Thompson has more about the book we've been hearing about.
Yes, our thank you gift this hour is the book Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. It's written by Lynn Alley, who was Ann's guest today on All Sides. It's a beautiful cookbook. It's full of recipes for seasonings, spreads, dressings, breads, pastas, and more. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer and get this book by going to WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. Best-selling cookbook author Lynn Alley teaches you how to take herbs from garden to table She offers great advice on maintaining an herb garden, whether it be in your backyard or in containers on your windowsill. Then take those herbs that you've grown and then learn how to make a basil walnut vinaigrette, grits with smoked gouda and parsley, scones with dried strawberries and rosemary, and many more recipes. So support All Sides with Ann Fisher. Support the great talk discussion program you listen to each and every day here on 89.7 NPR News, and get this great thank you gift. Cooking with Herbs, 50 simple recipes for fresh flavor. It's yours for $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678.
89.7 NPR News is dedicated to bringing you in-depth local news. We have our award-winning news team. We have our two-hour locally produced talk show, All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's this great programming. It's listener support, rather, that keeps this great programming on the air. You hear in-depth features on the issues that affect life here in Central Ohio from our news department. You hear conversations on the topics that matter on All Sides with Ann Fisher. Ann brings you interviews with important policymakers in Ohio and here in Central Ohio. We connect you with newsmakers across the country and in your own backyard. So support the programming that keeps you connected. Visit WOSU.org or donate by using the WOSU Public Media mobile app, or you can call 1-866-897-9678.
You know, supporting 89.7 NPR News today is one of the best things you can do with just 2 minutes of your time. We need your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Credit cards work great. You can also have money withdrawn directly from your checking account. And this is the last chance to make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer and get this great cookbook, Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for a Fresh Flavor. It's gardening season. It's planting season. You can learn how to plant herbs and grow herbs in your garden, whether it be in your backyard or in containers on your windowsill. Then you take those herbs that you've grown and learn how to make seasonings, dressings, breads, pastas, flavorful main dishes, and more. $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.
You know, everywhere you look these days, there's a different message on the state of the economy. The only thing that's certain is that the outlook remains uncertain. But even with this uncertainty, sustaining members help 89.7 NPR News thrive in any economic climate by providing monthly ongoing support. Those sustaining members choose to make automatic monthly contributions instead of a one-time annual gift. Your gift will be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month. So think about becoming a sustaining member. You can spread your support out throughout the year, and it makes it easy on your budget, too. You can call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org.
You can spread your support out and learn how to make a great spread with Lynn Alley's great book, Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. You know, Mother's Day is coming up. You know, it's hard to find a gift for your mom on Mother's Day. This would make a great gift. And it's just $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. You get Cooking with Herbs, 50 Simple Recipes for Fresh Flavor. Best-selling cookbook author Lynn Alley has offered this book today, and it's yours for $10 a month as a sustainer to help listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus. So please, take those 2 minutes now and make that call, 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.